Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us August 22nd, live at noon Eastern Daylight Time, to celebrate the completion of Sefer Yeshayahu. Sign up at ou.org/women/nach22. If you are unable to join us live, please go to ou.org/women/video for the recording. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 66. With this, we have reached the final Perek of the Navi Yeshayahu. This Perek reflects the particular style in which the entire Navi is presented, and it includes both rebuke and consolation, and the final message that Yeshayahu chooses to leave Bnei Yisrael with. Ko amar Hashem, Hashamayim kisi, v'ha'aretz hadom ragloi, Eze bayis asher tivnu li, ve'eze makom menuchasi. Since I am found everywhere, says Hashem, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool, where could you build a house for me? What can possibly be a place to contain me? Ve'eskol ele yadi asasa, v'ayiyuchol ele no'om Hashem, ve'elze abit el ani, unche ruach v'chared al devari. All of this was made by my hand. Besides the fact that I'm impossible to contain, it's because of my words that everything came into being. But to whom do I attend? To whom do I pay attention? To the poor, the brokenhearted, the one who trembles in concern about my word. These psukim come to teach us that the mikdash we build for Hashem does not serve to fulfill a need of Hashem. It is impossible to contain Hashem no matter what. Rather, the Mikdash works to create a space for people who want to come closer to His Holiness, to His Kedusha, in a specific place more than any other place in the world. Somebody humble, somebody open to it, will have the privilege of this type of access. But it's not as if Hashem needs it. It's solely for the people. Chazal explained, and it's a Gemara in Kedushin 31 that's rooted in our Pasuk, that anytime someone sins in secret, it's as if he pushes the Shechina's feet away, v'ha'aretz hadom ragloi, because the world is the place of Hashem's presence, and if a person does a sin, it's as if he denies the reality of that presence here. These psukim come to underscore just the way Hashem's presence powers the world every second, and runs in counter to those who would deny it, and say that Hashem doesn't busy himself, kaviyachol, with the minutiae of the runnings of this world, that God's in his heaven and all's right with the world? No, Hashem is here every single moment and cares particularly about everyone, including and especially the humble, those who might seem negligible in the grander scheme of things. In fact, these psukim contain principles of faith, emuna, belief that Hashem is all over, melokal ha'aretz kevodo, and also that Hashem maintains that presence in constancy. And these psukim serve as an introduction to rebuke those who bring unwanted sacrifices in the Mikdash, a theme that the Navi touched upon in the beginning of the Sefer. Shochet hashor makei ish zovea chase oreif kelev ma'alei mincha dam chazir mazkir levona mivarech aven. For those people who slaughter oxen, it's as if they're slaying humans. If they sacrifice sheep, it's as if they're immolating dogs. If they bring any kind of karbanos, it's like the blood of a pig, and they offer ketores to false gods, to Elohim Achirim, and just as they have chosen their ways, they take pleasure in the bad things that they do. Gam hema bacharu b'darcheihem uvishikutzeihem nafsham chafetza. That's what they wanted. Rashi explains that whoever slaughters an ox is equal to murdering a person because a person stole that ox from another poor person. So it's as if he killed the person from whom he stole in order to bring that karban. And you brought a karban, but it's as if you slaughtered a dog because all of the service that you do lands up accomplishing the opposite purpose. It only angers me. Radax explains that if a person kills an animal without humility, without repentance, then it's not a karban. It's a wasteful act. It's as if a person took a human life. Gamani avchar b'sa'alulehem umigura sama vilahem ya'an karasi ve'ein one dibarti velo shameu v'ya'asu hara b'einai uva'asher lo chafatzti bacharu. So I'm going to choose to mock those people, and I'm going to bring upon them the thing that they fear, because I called to them and no one answered. I spoke and they didn't pay attention. They did what I told them not to do. They did evil and chose the thing that I didn't want. Pasuk 5 brings us back to nechama, to comfort, and it divides the behavior that is manifest into two groups, those that do what is right and those that embarrass those who do what is right by word and deed. Shimu dvar Hashem acharedim el dvaro, amru acheichem son'echem minadechem, leman shemi yichabed Hashem, v'nir'eh b'simchaschem v'heim yevoshu. You have brothers that treat you badly, but for my sake, Hashem says, the covet of Hashem will appear, and those that bring you pain will be shamed. Kol sha'on me'ir, kol me'heichal, kol Hashem mishalim gimol le'oivav. Voices will resound from Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash when Hashem comes out to punish his enemies. So the Beis HaMikdash is the place of the revelations of Hashem's glory, but it also serves at the same time, because it's a revelation of Hashem's glory, it serves to decimate those who don't do the will of Hashem. B'terem tachil yalada, b'terem yavo chevela v'himlita zachar. When the redemption comes, it will happen so quickly and unexpectedly, like a quick birth. It will feel as if even before the pangs of labor, the son is born. Radak explains that these psukim reference the enemies Gog and Magog, who will engage in war with Bnei Yisrael before Mashiach comes. And at that time, when we think there will be terrible pains, we anticipate the chevlei Mashiach. In fact, it will occur very, very quickly. How will the redemption occur? The answer comes in question form. Mi shama kazos? Mi ra'a ka'ela? Hayuchal eretz biyom echad im yivaleid goy pa'am echas? Ki chala gam yalda tzion espaneha. Whoever saw a quick labor like that? Did anyone ever see this can happen? That a land passes through its labor pains in a single day? Here Tzion gave birth instantaneously. The Yeshua, the redemption, happened so quickly. Who heard of such a thing? So Hashem answers who heard of such a thing, again in question form. Ha'ani ashbir v'lo olid, yomar Hashem. Imani hamolid v'atzarti, amar Elokayach. Can I not do that? Can I, who brings the baby to the brink of birth, not stop the baby from being born? Will I stop the birth in utero? Hashem says this swift geula is possible. Hashem can do it, and it will happen in the right time. Chasam Sofer brings that Chazal tell us a woman swears after birth she'll never have another baby again. Then once she has that baby, she says everything was worth it. So the pangs of the labor become erased after she has that baby. Klal Yisrael suffered throughout exile. It seems like it was too much for them to bear. They're ready to give up. But when the Geula comes, they will feel as if all of the suffering was worthwhile, and the joy will eliminate that experience of pain. Simchu es Yerushalayim v'giluva kol ohaveha, sisu ita masos kol hamisablim aleha. The promises of Geula continue in poetic language. Rejoice with Yerushalayim, be happy for you, her, all of you who love her. Join in her happiness, all of you who mourn for her. Whoever mourns for Yerushalayim, as we know, and yearned for redemption, will merit to witness that redemption. Leman tinku usvatem mishot hanchumeha, leman tamotzu v'hisanagtem miziz kivoda. So that you can glean, you can nurse from her, you can nurse all the consolation that you need, you can draw from within her glory to your delight. Kicho amar Hashem, hineni note eleha kenahar shalom, וחנחל שוטף כבוד גויים, וינקתם על צד תינשאו, ועל ברכיים תשעשעו. For Hashem said, I'm going to extend her prosperity, her riches. It'll be like a stream. The wealth of nations will flood to her, and you, Bnei Israel, will drink of it. You'll be carried on shoulders. You'll be dandled upon knees. כי איש אשר אימו תנחמנו, כן אנוכי אנחמכם, ובישלים תנוחמו. Just as a mother comforts her son, so I will comfort you. You will find comfort in Yerushalayim. And this is an unbelievably powerful pasuk telling us that the ultimate power to comfort is found in the mother. The ultimate consolation is only by a mother's hand. Rav Lau tells a story of a time he volunteered to be the rabbi, the chaplain of Ichilov, the hospital Ichilov during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. And this hospital was only for soldiers serving in that war. And Rav Lau describes the terrible suffering of one particular soldier who screamed in pain the entire night, and nothing could stop it. No doctor, no nurse could come to his aid, could calm him down. But when his mother came in the morning, she managed to calm him, console him, make him feel better in a way that no doctor could. That's when Rav Lau truly understood the meaning of the pasuk, Ki'ish asher imo tinachamenu, that only a mother can meet a child in their deepest moments of pain. ויישם וסס לבכם ועצמוסיכם קדשה ספרחנה, ונודעה יד השם אס עבדיו וזעם אס עיבב. You will see and your heart will be glad. Your limbs will flourish just like grass. Hashem's power will be revealed on behalf of those who served him, but against his enemies he will be angry. Kihine Hashem ba'esh yavo v'chasufa markevosav la'ashiv v'chema apo v'ga'araso b'lahave esh. Look, Hashem is coming with fire. His chariots come down like a whirlwind. He vents his anger and he gives out his rebuke also in the form of fire. Kiva esh Hashem nishbat uvecharbo eskal basar v'rabu chalalei Hashem. With that fire, Hashem is going to fight, and with his sword, he will contend against all those who sinned, and many then will be struck down by Hashem. Hamiskachim v'hamitaharim el haganos achar batavech ochle besar hachazir v'hasheket v'hachbar yachtav yasufu ne'om Hashem. Those who set aside the time to enter into these places to go to eat the flesh of pigs, to eat reptiles and mice, all in service of Avodah Zarah, they will all eventually come to an end as one, so says Hashem. Vanochi ma'asehem umachshevosehem ba'al kabeit eskol hagoyim v'halshonos uva'uvarau eskvodi. I know their deeds, I know their purposes, but now the time has come to gather everyone together from all of the nations, from all of the languages, and they will come and behold the glory of Hashem. V'samti vahem os v'shilachti mehem peletim el hagoyim tarshish pol v'lud Moshe Keshes Tuval V'Yavan Ha'iyim Harichokim Asher Lo Shamu Es Shim'i V'Lo Ra'u Es Kevodi V'Higidu Es Kevodi V'Agoyim. This is talking about those from the foreign nations that Hashem will bring back, some of them, to show the refugees, to show what they went through during the war, to show Hashem's glory and the way Hashem fought for Kevod Hashem. V'Viu Es Kol Achechem Mikol Hagoyim, but not only the Goyim themselves, your brothers as well. Min Chol Hashem Basusim Uvarechev Uva tzabim, uva peradim, uva kir karos, al har kochi Yerushalayim, amar Hashem, kasher yaviu v'nei Yisrael es ha-mincha b'chli tahar beis Hashem. Out of all the nations, they're going to bring your brothers, b'nei Yisrael, in chariots, on mules, and on camels, to Yerushalayim, and they will then bring a karban to Hashem, and just like b'nei Yisrael bring a karban to a pure vessel in the Beis HaMikdash, so too you, the nations of the world, are going to bring Klal Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash, as if this is a sacrifice as well. B'yonis and Eibishis explains, V'heviu es kol achechem mi kol hagoyim, that all of the Jews, those that assimilated, those that converted, those that were forced to leave a life foreign to the ways of B'nai Yisrael, they're all going to return from those distant places amongst the Goyim. There will be no Jew left behind. And from them I'm also going to take those that are Leviim and those that are Kohanim to myself, says Hashem. As we reach the end of the Navi, the entire Sefer, here we see in this Pasuk Yeshayahu's ultimate and essential message. We spoke in the last Perek about the new world Hashem will create. Here we return to that reality. In that new world, what is going to happen? V'haya midei chodesh b'chadsho u'midei shabbos b'shabbato yavo chol basar lehishtachavos l'fanai amar Hashem. And every single chodesh and every single Shabbos, Shabbos after Shabbos, all of the flesh of the world will come to serve Hashem, so says Hashem. This parak is also the haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Each time Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we say this haftarah. And we might understand that this is because this second to last pasuk refers to both Chodesh and Shabbos within it. And therein lies the connection. Because when it says V'haya midei Chodesh b'chodsho, it is talking about Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month. But let's lean in for the deeper understanding for this and see inside of it what Yeshayahu's message to Klal Yisrael really is. In the previous four prakim, we have seen a debate between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. The Navi tells us what Hashem says, and then the Navi brings back the words of B'nai Yisrael to Hashem. And B'nai Yisrael say so many different things. We are material, we are like clay in your hands. You are our Father, our Creator. And also, look at the destruction you've wrought amongst us. And then the answer came in Parak 65, no, I was never far from you. I came to you, and you weren't there. Let us pause to realize that Hashem placed this debate within the Navi as if to give a platform for this type of discourse within our legacy, within our prophetic lexicon. And now this final statement, I gave you room to state your concerns. I have concerns as well, so Hashem says, so we're going to start again. Whatever belonged to the past is relegated to the past. I have the power now to renew everything in such a way that I won't be angry with you for what happened, and you won't remember the pain you had in this world. I'm creating a new sky, a new earth, a new reality. And this new place that I create will have no evil. As we explained, the animal even is going to reflect the new peaceable and pure reality that will exist. And therefore, this parak starts after Hashem creates that new world. There's no need to limit me to one specific place. Ezeh bayis asher tivnu li. You don't need to build me a place. In the past, you needed a special mikdash to approach and to witness my existence. In the new world I will build, it won't hide Hashem's majesty, and it won't have any evil in existence. All of the world, even the animals, will radiate the presence of Hashem, and there won't be a need for that one special place because it's going to be obvious in every corner. And therefore, the Navi ends with Chodesh and Shabbos, saying, what is Shabbos for us? Shabbos is the renewal of creation. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and Shabbos recharges and renews that reality. And as it is stated in Kiddush Levana, Vilal Levana, Amar Shetit Chadesh, Ateres Teferes La'amusei Vaten, Shehem Asidin L'Eschadesh Kamosa, Ulefa'er Liotzram Al-Shem Kevod Machuso. Rosh Chodesh is the time when the moon renews itself. And B'nai Yisrael allegorically are referenced there, that they too are like the moon. They renew themselves each month. And this is going to be the reality when Mashiach will come, a newness, a purity, and we will live in that. V'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi, ki sola atam lo samos v'isham lo sechveh v'hayu de'ra'on l'chol basar. And everyone will go out and see the corpses of the men who rebelled against me. Their worms won't die. There's going to be eternal punishment for them. Their fire will never be extinguished. And they will be a horror for all who look at them. So will become of people who have not listened to Dvar Hashem throughout history. But then we always end with the good and remind ourselves of renewal. V'haya midei chodesh b'chadsho u'midei shabbos b'shabbato yavo chol basar l'heshtach v'osafanai amar Hashem. We end with a promise of renewal. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Thank you for studying together. L'iloy nishmas Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.